If you're looking for trouble, chillax. This is the Danger Zone. Yes, welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life, where we get the latest take from the experts at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do it by bringing together discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting. And they're looking for things that are misleading. Now, if it's misleading and it works against you, that makes something dangerous. And that's where we usually go. If it's misleading and it's attractive, like it works in your favor, that's going to be attractive. If it's misleading, but it works in your favor, that's going to make something attractive. And if you want to know about how the whole thing works, go to newconstructs.com, where you can check it out for yourself. Joining me now, David Trainer. He is founder and president at New Constructs. David, great to have you back on Money Life.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
This week, we're focused on the attractive side. David, who's in the attractive zone this week?
AMC.
You are so good looking.
AMC?
Just kidding, Chuck. You know, it's a zombie stock. This is really, it's a joke. And April Fools.
April Fools. Okay, AMC Entertainment. Yeah, we should have seen that coming. How could that possibly be in the attractive zone? So it's AMC Entertainment Holdings, a stock that at one point in the last 52 weeks was trading at about $55 a share. And it's now trading at about $3.50 a share. But if it's going to be in the danger zone, that means it's overvalued at $3.50 a share. So why are we fooling around with AMC on April Fool's Day?
Yeah, this is, this still remains a zombie stock. And we think it can go to zero. It took a huge hit on Friday because Thursday they announced that they're going to sell a whole bunch more stock. And I think even the hodlers, you look on Twitter, the hodlers, whatever you call them, the bored apes, they're tired. They're tired of it. I mean, I think people are giving up on this one because the absolute just joke of management and the business model, it's just beginning. Even the bored apes have seen that they've got too much. And the other thing, Chuck, I think is really interesting. I think that the bored apes or the Wall Street Bets, the Reddit crowd, I think that they have become, or the meme stock investors in general, I think they're becoming a bit wiser to the game. And they realize if we're going to pile into a stock, why don't we make it Berkshire Hathaway or even an Nvidia, where the underlying economics of the business are good? Maybe the valuation is extreme like Nvidia. Berkshire Hathaway, certainly not any extreme overvaluation like Nvidia, but a great stock for meme stock investors or bored apes to pile into, because you're not taking the risk of the thing going to zero. You're not hoping that the stock stays where it is or goes up based on the whims and whimsies of other retail investors, which is what you get with AMC. So like, why take that risk? And I think people are tiring of that. And again, with the additional dilution, they're like, enough already. They're out.
At this point, I mean, obviously, there have been plenty of folks, the bored apes, the meme stock investors, they've made a ton of money playing this out, riding this roller coaster the way they've been doing. But does there come a point where that game has to stop? Like, in other words, can you play that game forever just because you've got a popular name? Or does that wind up stopping when, okay, fine, you've been in it and you've been watching it work, but when the rest of the market loses interest? Because AMC at the height of meme stock mania was it. It was the company. And you and I haven't talked about it for a while, but I don't think anybody's talked about it for a while.
Yeah, the story gets old. People move on to other things. And I think in general, the meme stock audience is shrunk. I think the bored ape audience has shrunk. I think people have realized, hey, you know, if I want to pile into something, I might as well pile into something safe. Because, yeah, people may have made money at some point in AMC, but I think a lot of people lost a lot of money, Chuck. I mean, unless they timed it right, you know, they lost a lot of money. I mean, it did get up over $200 a share. And, you know, from between, January 15, 2021, it went way up. And if you didn't sell before, you know, the end of, you know, October of that year, you know, you took a huge hit and it continued to take hit after hit after hit. And I don't know. I mean, look, the market can stay irrational longer than people can say solve it. People can stay dumb about stocks longer than, you know, than they should. I mean, I can't predict when people are going to wake up on this stuff. As you know, I've said a lot of times, but you know, I don't know what's getting people to hold on. I mean, the whole ape thing was a total sucker punch to delude investors even more. The movie theater business is not going to do well by, I think, any measure. And there's a huge amount of debt here. That's the other thing. There's a huge amount of debt. That's why the economic book value is negative. And so the likelihood of investors, equity investors, ever seeing a dollar of profit here, we believe to be super low.
I have to ask, David, did you see the movie Dumb Money, which was about meme stocks? It was more about GameStop, realistically, than AMC. But the AMC story and the GameStop story were both happening in 2021. Did you see the movie Dumb Money about?
I have been recommended that movie so many times and I've not seen it. I'm sorry.
Well, just because what your research can't show is kind of that irrational exuberance of the people who were doing this. And the moral of the story is there were some people who made, you know, stunningly good money having played this game for a while, others who didn't. But to me, it was that inevitable, okay, if you're in it at the wrong time, you know, all you've done is, again, where you're not going to be getting burned if you're doing the Berkshire Hathaway thing or whatever, here you're going to wind up getting killed. So in this case, with an AMC, it being a zombie stock, how much time does it have left? And is there any stupid money risk, not necessarily dumb money risk? The dumb money's been the meme stock players, but is there stupid money risk that somebody would buy it at this point?
I don't think so. I don't think anybody wants to buy. I think it's a real estate sale. And I think they're already starting to sell off the unprofitable chains or the unprofitable movie theaters. Yeah, I think this game's played out. How long the dumb money holds on, I can't tell you, but I don't think there's stupid money risk in terms of acquisition.
But how long, because it's a zombie stock, how long does it have before it runs out of cash?
We think that the company's got maybe 2 years of cash runway, but it depends because they just raised a whole bunch of more capital on the equity market. And if that actually goes through, they could last longer. But it's still, you know, a dead business walking.
And so no April Fool's joke. This company has that potential to go to zero. That is why it's in the danger zone. It's AMC Entertainment Holdings, ticker AMC. The danger zone pick, really, it's a danger zone pick, not an attractive zone pick from David Trainer. David, love the April Fool's joke. Can't wait to see you again next week.
Same here, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is the founder and president at New Constructs. It's newconstructs.com and on Twitter at New Constructs. David's on Twitter or X himself. He is at The Real D Train 37. And we are heading for home on this edition of Money Life. Up next, Paul Grunewald. He's chief economist at S&P Global Ratings, and he will be here talking all things big picture when Money Life continues right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.